Hey, do you know anything about bearded dragons?
Bearded dragons?
Yeah.
I think I've heard of them before.
Yeah, that's kind of me too, because they weren't introduced to the U.S. as pets until the 90s, and then it took a few years to kind of hone the science of their care and feeding and whatever. But they're the second most popular reptile pet in America now.
After iguana.
Yeah, something like that. And they're just so much fun. They grow up to 2 feet. We got Kai set up with his cage, and then yesterday and then today Beth brought a little baby guy home.
Oh, you're getting a bearded dragon.
Yeah, so that's really exciting. They're full of personality.
Protect your gold. What? I hear that they like to make mountains of gold and sleep on top of them.
What?
I said protect your gold
item. Is this a movie reference?
No, it's a pop culture reference. Everyone knows dragons sleep on gold.
No.
Yes, they do.
You're doing it wrong.
This is what dragons do. They sleep on gold. It's a fact.
You're really messing this up.
Well, no, this is a really heartwarming story about the stupid pet you got your kid, so I'm happy for you.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Watch out. Okay, goodbye.
That's it?
Yep.
You just wanted to call and tell me about the bearded dragon.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
All right, I'm excited for you. Are you going to send pictures?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sure. What's with the shortness?
I'm just ready to get off the phone with you.
Why?
Because I'm kind of hitting traffic, and my wrist hurts, and it's hard to hold the phone like this. I've got mild carpal tunnel, and I really just want to get home and don't want to talk to you.
You called me.
To tell you about the bearded dragon. I'm done.
Okay. Okay, what color is it?
It's like, it's lighter colors. They come in different colors. This one's kind of an orangish yellow. You'll see.
Yeah, does it have a beard? Like, it has, like,
so
floppy skin?
There's different dragons. There's, like, this beautiful green Thai water dragons. And the bearded dragon just has kind of, like, spiky stuff around his jowls. So that's why they call them that.
Oh, I think I have seen those, yeah.
Yeah, they're really fun little guys. Anyway, this one is only a few inches because he's a baby, but he'll grow to about 2 feet.
What do they eat?
They eat crickets and big bugs and vegetables.
Nice. They eat vegetables?
And fruit, yeah.
Well, this is a good growing lesson. You can encourage your kid to eat vegetables because the dragon eats vegetables.
Kai is great about eating vegetables, fruit and vegetables.
I never thought for a second that he wasn't.
I just sent you pictures.
Oh, there you did?
Yeah. Via text message.
Uh-huh.
Actually, via multimedia text message.
Right, yeah.
And then.
Well, they haven't come through yet.
They will as soon as they cross across the...
The Great Ether?
There's a series of cellular towers that basically interconnect to kind of get messages across.
How many towers do you think it takes to get from your phone to mine?
From me to you would be about 12.
What? I thought it just hits one tower, and then that tower feeds into the internet, and then the internet feeds it out to the next tower near me.
No, because those towers are the internet.
Huh.
I'll explain more later.
Are you sure? I thought ultimately cell phone calls are still traveling across landlines.
I'm pulling all this on my ass.
Yeah, you don't know anything about the telecommunication industry.
Ready to go, so...
All right, well, you get off the phone then, sir. You just do that.
Talk to you later.
I give you permission.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, you're allowed. You're allowed to get off the phone with me. Okay.
Hey, Josh.
Yes, Dave.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm proud of you, buddy.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. Way to make me feel uncomfortable at the last second.
All right. I love you.
Oh, my God. Okay, bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Hand and Paw Training and Boarding. Hand and Paw Training and Boarding is located in Cornwall, Vermont. They do training and boarding of dogs. They come highly recommended. One person said, they were very helpful in training my dog and my husband. And the other person says, Peggy, the owner, knows her stuff. Peggy also breeds golden retrievers. And you can go to her website at starvalegoldens.com. That's starvalegoldns. Goldens.com. She has so many goldens. And goldens being my favorite dog, they get a big thumbs up from me.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
Good.
Are you busy right now?
No, I'm just driving.
Oh, you're driving?
Yep.
Okay.
You sound tense.
Me?
Me?
You sound really staticky.
I do?
I can barely hear you.
Because I'm on my headphones, probably.
Oh, okay. All right. So, I did get your text with the information about the new laptop. Thank you. And
you're welcome.
It was very helpful and useful. I read it and reread it several times as I was in the store because I liked your second paragraph about at the bottom after you did all the research and provided links to purchase. You said, but I know you're going to be impatient and just go to some store, so here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
So Beth even thought that was really funny. She's like, oh, wow, he knows you really well. Ow, that was loud. What?
I didn't fix my headphones. So what did you end up getting?
So, I did get a computer that met your statistic requirements.
My bare minimum.
But I exceeded it a little bit, but it is an HP, but
okay.
I avoided a Dell, so I thought that was good. I did see the brand Asus. Yeah. How do you?
Asus. Yeah, the Asus can be hit or miss. Like, their netbooks are crap. We have a couple of them. But, at any rate, and for instance, Dell's nowadays, like, you know, Dell desktops have that long reign of not being good. But they've got, like, my top Windows pick is a Dell.
Okay. But, I mean, for these laptops that were Dell's at Best Buy, they look...
Yeah, but HPs are great.
Yeah, and so it's a new thin design. It's sleek. It's pretty cool.
Is it an ultrabook or a laptop?
I think it's
ultrabook.
Yeah, I don't think it's an ultrabook. I think it's a Pavilion.
Okay, yeah.
Pavilion. HP Pavlov's dog.
Okay.
It's anyway, I really like it. I'm bummed that my other one crashed out. But I did order an adapter, so I should be able to plug this. It's like a 3-prong adapter, so hopefully it'll fit. It'll plug into my old hard drive, and I'll be able to pull the data off of it that I need.
Did you take out your old drive and look at the connection?
No, not yet. But I just bought I bought the $30 adapter that handles like 3 different scenarios.
Okay, great.
So I figure I'll be one of those 3 scenarios, but
right.
And then I can return it to the store for free. So I'll be able to use it once and get rid of it because I'll probably never use that adapter again.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it was really helpful. So thank you. And I wasn't trying to ignore your text. I was just busy on Sunday.
How much storage thing is that? What's the size of that?
How much to what?
Do you know if the hard drive is a solid state?
In the new one?
Yeah.
The new one, no. I saw the solid state options. I could get an SSD solid state drive but it would be like 128 gig of storage space.
Yeah.
Or I could get a regular hard drive and have a terabyte. And I'm like, I feel like 1,000 gig is better than 128.
Yeah, if you're gonna use the space, because an SSD, besides RAM, an SSD is the best way to upgrade
for speed. Drives.
Just yeah, but you know, you'll be fine with that.
Right. Yep. And so I'm that's the one criteria that I didn't meet, but I felt like I was getting better storage space for the money. I only wound up spending $360 on this thing.
Yeah.
So, and it's an eighth generation, not a seventh generation Intel.
Yeah.
Not that matters. I don't know what.
Well, it does, because I was going to say seventh or eighth. I was like, this is bare minimum, so at least a seventh.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a few that were just 7, but I went with the 8. So I now have a new laptop. Do you want this old one? Are you interested in the to do a teardown?
Well, I can actually probably get it running again.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, we'll see, but I definitely want it.
Okay, well, I will, like I said, I need to pull the data off the hard drive that I want to get off of there, and then I'll send it to you. And I also have non-functioning... Okay, well, you're right. You need to come, because I have something else to give you, too. Actually, I have several things. So you need to come visit, or I need to go to your place. Or you need to go to your mom's place, and I'll meet you there.
Okay,
so I also have a non-functioning 2-horsepower electric motor.
Great.
If you'd be, like, fully brand new, like, out of the box.
Functioning?
Yeah, well, it was the work thing. Something happened. We hooked up the wrong voltage to it.
Uh-huh.
And then it, you know, it quickly shorted out the electric motor. But,
yeah,
like, you can still open it up and turn all the pieces and look at all the components to make up an actual electric motor.
Yeah, absolutely. Kyle, love that.
Yeah. So I want to give you that. I want to give you the broke laptop. And I still have your Dremel tool bit that I bought you, like, months ago. So when are you going to come down?
I don't know. We've got, you know, just a few months until the baby gets here. So hopefully sooner, because it's not going to be later.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, I look forward to it, obviously.
All right.
How was your day?
It was best. Let me get this, okay?
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.